So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, one of the big stories, of course, this week was, of course, Al Pacino's news that he is set to become a father for the fourth time. I think what made it such a big story is the fact that he's 83, but no one would say good for her if someone became a mum at 83, but the rules are different for men like Al Pacino. So says Chrissy Russell, who has been writing about this interesting story in The Independent. Morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
It is true, isn't it? I mean, different rules apply, don't they?
It is true, sadly. And it's awful because I think it comes across as ageist when you're like, oh, 83. But the fact is, Jude, I mean, I do think if it was a mummy, if you were becoming a mummy at 83, everyone would be too busy thinking, God, how's she going to do it? Whereas I think with men, unfortunately, the expectations of what it is to be a daddy are still quite low whenever it comes to child rearing.
Now, a couple of listeners were saying yesterday that, yeah, but it's Hollywood here and Hollywood rules apply, which are different to pretty much anywhere else in the world. Would you agree with that?
I know, yes. And that's funny. I read the comments on that myself where they're like, oh, you know, if so long as he has love and he's got plenty of money, that's fine. And I just think that's so sad that, you know what I mean, that's your expectation of a daddy. Like, so long as, you know, wouldn't the world be lovely if that was all it took to be a parent? But there's far more to it than that, isn't there, really, if you're going to be a real hands-on dad?
But at 83, can he be a hands-on dad?
Well, see, there's my point. You know, just because you're biologically able to make the baby, are you able to actually mind the baby? Because I'll tell you what, I'm fortunate enough, I've been away for the night there and I've left my kids with my mum and dad, who are a good decade younger than Mr. Pacino. And I know for a fact, was they love the bones of those kids, they're going to be absolutely delighted when I come back through the door and they get to hand them over, because it's not easy. And the older you get, the harder it gets.
Yeah, and what do you say? The older you get, I know a friend of mine met a beautiful woman, fell in love. She was considerably younger than he was, and they decided to have a little baby. And I think he was probably around about 50 years of age when they had the baby. And I congratulated the two of them, and I said to him, how are you getting on? And he said, between you and I, he said, I walked the kids when I was a young man up and down the landing in the dark of night. And he said, it didn't take much out of me, but he says, I feel like I've run a marathon every night for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, he's 50.
Yeah, exactly. You imagine doing that. Yes, another 3 decades on. You know, and I just think, it's just kind of, I just think the expectations maybe need to be a bit higher than, oh, well, sure, if he's able to do it and he's got plenty of money, grand, go on. Because, do you know what I mean? I just think there's so much more to being a dad than that, or at least there should be. But again, I think there is this division where it's like, oh, you know, so long as daddy can buy the first pint or walk them down the aisle or mind them every so often, sure, that's all he needs to be doing. Whereas it's quite a different story if you're a mum.
Mm. And I know I'm a huge fan of the film star Al Pacino, and also the director Scorsese and the likes of Robert De Niro. I mean, any movie that I hear of that I haven't watched before, I intend watching. And I think when The Irishman came out there a few years back, that for me was the culmination of classic Hollywood fame. But then you think to yourself, like, Al Pacino is already, I think he's working on a new movie at the moment. He has one in the can and he has two more that he's actually reviewing in order to star in years to come. So whether he's 83 or whether he's 53, he's not going to be there, is he?
Well, that's it, yeah. But it's funny, I think even if you step away from Hollywood, the narrative is kind of the same. Now, obviously, there's a lot of dads, you know, everyday dads who do a lot. But it's funny, I would still find, you know, if my husband has the kids in the park, there'll be people who'd be like, oh, are you giving mummy a break? Is she getting the morning off? Oh, he's awful good with him. And you know for a fact, if it's me out with the kids, no. nobody's telling me I'm awful good with them. You know, there's just
still
that
true.
And I am.
Of course.
There's still that as if, you know, the dad does it and he's going above and beyond, whereas it's just the baseline for the mums. You've probably seen, actually, there was a comedian doing the rounds on social media there recently where he was saying the school had phoned asking him what bus his kid got on. He's like, my God, you phoned the dad. There's the mum and the dad's number there, and you thought the dad would know that. And he's like, oh, hang on, just tell me what school it is and I'll be there. And like, it's funny, but it's also kind of like funny because it's true. You're like, oh, dads just aren't expected to know that information. Like, I don't know, the WhatsApp groups, I think, are always, you know, a real indicator. I'm on one for my eldest son, and I think there's 30 in the class, and there is only one dad on that WhatsApp group, and that's unfortunately because the parents have split up. You know, it's just indicative of how the kids' stuff is still largely seen as mommy's work.
Very much. Is that an Irish thing, do you think? Is it a European thing, or is it a universal thing?
I wonder. Yeah, I do wonder. Yes, is the Irish mummy and how we raise our sons as well. Maybe yes, is it, are we contributing to the problem? Yeah, that'd be an interesting one to look at. I wonder what it's like. Yes, in another place, I know certainly. Yes, in continental Europe, I think there would be more stay at home dads, I seem to remember, but I don't know. Yeah, I do wonder if it's just the world over where it's still mummy who's expected to carry the bulk of it.
And you would have to ask yourself, Chrissy, what attracts this lady to Al Pacino? What does she find attractive in him? Because she's not poor. In fact, she's not just of average income type. She's quite a wealthy woman, and she hangs out with the likes of Mick Jagger and Clint Eastwood. At least she used to. What do you think attracts her to him?
I'm sure Al Pacino is an incredibly charismatic man. Yeah. I haven't had the good fortune of meeting him myself. I would love to, but I'm a big fan. So, do you know what I mean? It's easy to be cynical and, you know, raise an eyebrow at it. But, you know, who knows? She obviously felt that the connection was strong enough that she wanted to have a child with him. And she's, as I think you said earlier, she's 29, I believe. So, you know, there's no geriatric pregnancy there for her.
It's great to chat to you this morning. Thank you for giving us your perspective on it, and have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Chrissy Russell there from the Irish Independent, writing on Al Pacino at 83.
Cork's 96 FM.